Did you know that St. Luke's University Health Network, based in the Lehigh Valley, Pennsylvania, has been recognized by the U.S. government as the highest performing health system in the United States for quality? You heard right. St. Luke's number one recognition affirms our status as the top leader among the most respected healthcare providers in the nation, including Houston Methodist and the Mayo Clinic. To state it simply, if you want to receive the best care when you go to a hospital, come to St. Luke's.
Cats and Cosby, entertaining and informative on the Red Apple Podcast Network.
And now let's go to former first deputy. I hate the word former.
I know.
Former first deputy mayor Randy Mastro. Well, whose fault is it?
And Randy, of course, we're talking about the comments from Mondani that he came out today.
Wow. Well, it's a pleasure to be with you, John and Rita. You know, this is right out of the socialist playbook. You know, tell a whopper, repeat it over and over again, and hope people will fall for it. But, you know, Eric Adams put it best when he tweeted today after Mayor Mondani's press conference. Quote, facts have a way of getting in the way when slogans replace math and blame replaces leadership, end quote. And you had to listen well into the monologue as Mayor Mondani read from a teleprompter. But in the middle of his oration, trying to, you know, blame Eric Adams for everything, he stuck in, quote, time to tax the richest New Yorkers, end quote. That's what this game is all about for Mayor Mondani. He wants to pressure Albany to allow him to raise taxes on wealthy New Yorkers and on New York businesses. You know, it came out later in the day that already the Working Families Party, which endorsed Mayor Mondani in his election bid, that they're planning a rally next month of 10,000 people in Albany to push for, quote, tax the rich, end quote, to close the city's budget gap. Well,
so it's part of the game.
It is a political ploy. And John and Rita, you know, in every budget, there are every city budget, every new mayor from the past administration, there are out-year budget gaps to close. But all of this was disclosed. People have different ways of calculating it. I mean, Mayor Adams was before the Financial Control Board in December after his November budget. Mayor Mondani's new first deputy mayor was present at that session. And all of these numbers were discussed there. Yet the city continued throughout Mayor Adams' tenure to improve its credit ratings with the bond agencies. We never had rating agency credit ratings like we did in the progression over the Adams years. And left out of the equation is that in our budget, we have $8 billion in reserves, $2 billion of it in a rainy day fund. And all of these budgets were passed by the city council. It wasn't just Mayor Adams who thought that the latest budget was the best budget ever. The city council speaker, Adrian Adams, an ally of Mayor Mondani, called it a budget that was near perfect. So we're seeing politics.
77 WABC and Bergen Newbridge Medical Center honor the life of legendary broadcaster and our friend, Ernie Anastas.
Hi, it's Ernie Anastas. You know, your thoughts can affect how you feel. Bergen Newbridge Medical Center is the largest hospital in New Jersey, providing comprehensive, equitable, compassionate, and high-quality emergency inpatient and outpatient medical care, plus mental health services and substance use disorder treatment. The Bergen Newbridge team can address your total health needs in one convenient location. Call 201-225-7130 for an appointment or newbridgehealth.org.
But we're not talking about facts. We're not talking about reality. The city is not in any kind of financial crisis. It's a $115 billion city budget. We're talking about closing by all accounts, including the new city controller, about a $2 billion gap in this fiscal year. That's less than 2% of the total city budget. And when Mayor Adams came into office, he inherited a $4 billion plus budget gap from Mayor de Blasio. So I don't know whether this is a reflection of inexperience or whether this is just political gamesmanship. But the messaging that the mayor did today, you know, doesn't, you know, pass muster. And even the City Hall press corps, you know, was questioning it. You know, you had him going after who he perceived of as his political enemies, Eric Adams and Andrew Cuomo, blaming Eric Adams for budget issues, blaming Andrew Cuomo and Albany.
What does Andrew Cuomo have to do with this?
Thank you. Thank you, John. Andrew Cuomo hasn't been governor for 5 years. Okay. Meanwhile, Zoran Mamdani was in the state legislature as the state legislature was doing these things he was saying were so terrible to New York City. You know, even the jaded City Hall press corps, the tweets they put out today, Jeff Colton, formerly of Politico, now at City and State, you know, blaming Adams and Cuomo, you know, quote, instantly puts his speech in a political frame, end quote. You had Joe Anuto from Politico saying that, you know, his numbers don't seem super accurate, and he's not taking into account that typically the city budgets conservatively about potential revenues and typically comes up billions of dollars up. And what he's not taking into account, Mayor Mamdani, in putting out this kind of scare tactic to the public, what he's not taking into account
is the public is scared. They're going to leave.
Right, exactly.
Well, that's why he included in his speech, I spoke to one millionaire who told me he wouldn't leave. I mean, This was political theater, not reality, and it's unfortunate. You know, there are tough issues to be dealt with. It's what mayors have to deal with all the time. And every year, they have to balance the budget, and they have to make adjustments to balance the budget.
You know,
but let's be straight with people.
Randy, he's in a period right now where people are saying, okay, give him a chance for a month, 2 months, 3 months. But, you know, it's up to him, you know?
I know, but how much of this is, you know, a typical political move.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think New Yorkers expect more of their mayors, but how often have you seen, you know, somebody just get elected and try and blame all their problems on, you know, whoever they succeeded? It just doesn't hold water. You know, a very knowledgeable person about the city budget, the former city controller, Scott Stringer, put out a tweet today, quote, message to the mayor, 2025 campaign is over. Don't cherry pick, blame, and leave out your friends like Brad Lander, silent. Council allies voted for all three budgets. Focus on your budget presentation. Time to govern. Okay, I couldn't have said it better myself.
Bravo.
Randy Mascio, please stay on top of it, and we call upon you to come and tell the all New Yorkers the truth, and thank you so much for coming on today.
Thank you, Randy.
Thank you, John and Rita.
Thank you.